speaking now to Nick Gill, the athletic director at Mercy High School. This is a rival basketball game that is taking place Friday night. And I guess this replaces the Mercy Maryvale game, replaces another rivalry, the Mercy IND game, or does it? Is this its own rivalry?
Yeah, so it's a new rivalry. So we used to play IND in what was called the game, and we had this great rivalry with IND for 53 years. And unfortunately, IND closed. And so we decided to take this basketball tradition in a new direction and rebrand a new rivalry versus another local athletic rival of ours, which is Maryvale. And we are fortunate enough to be launching the first annual, what we're calling the Classic, at the CQ Arena tomorrow night, and tips off at 7:30.
All right, this takes place at the CQ Arena in Towson. What's it like to have lost that rivalry and start a new one? And I understand that Mercy and Maryvale have rivalries in other sports.
It was tough. You know, we had such a great thing going with IND, and it was so terrible, you know, to hear that they were going to be closing in, and that would put kind of a final chapter on our basketball rivalry with them. And we had so many great memories and great games with them over, you know, the last 50 years. So that was really, really hard. And you know, we have a lot of respect for all of those IND teams that we got to play in this great rivalry, and all those great alumni that are out there still supporting, you know, this big girls basketball game. And we're expecting a lot of IND alums to be in attendance.
Sure.
Tomorrow night, still kind of rooting this great all-girls sporting event on.
Sure. And there are a lot of events leading up to the game. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we had last week, we kicked it off with a Fathers Club game where the Mercy Fathers play the Maryvale Fathers, which the Maryvale Fathers won. And then we had a JV game last night at Maryvale that was really well attended, that Mercy won. And we've had Spirit Week this week, and just a lot of really cool things going on that the girls are getting excited for.
Oh, that sounds great. And the game is not a sellout. You can still get tickets, correct?
Correct. It is not currently a sellout, but tickets are going fast. So you can buy them on Mercy or Maryvale's websites, and they're $15. And then at the door, so if you were to wait and just
sure.
try to walk in and get them at the door, they're $17.
All right. Then
but there are still tickets available.
There are still tickets available. You can even get them at the door. Talk about what this means for girls' sports and women's basketball, because I know that players from Mercy, Maryvale go on to play basketball in college. A few of them may even turn pro. What does this game mean?
Yeah, it's because of the history around this big rivalry game that was, you know, originally made famous in this area through our rivalry with IND. It means so much to the girls to be able to experience what it's like playing in front of 3,000 to 4,000 people and kind of getting a
sure.
feel of what a big college game would be like. And it's, you know, some of them never, you know, get to go on and play in college.
So, right.
You know, getting this experience is really cool for them to kind of experience what it's like to be on the big stage one time if their high school career is ending, you know, after that game.
Forgive me. This is for some of these girls, it's going to be their Sports Center moment, I guess, and talk about
exactly.
this game for years.
Yep. That's exactly right.
All right. That sounds great. Anything else you want to add, Nick? I appreciate your time today.
No. Thank you very much for having me on. And, you know, we hope to see anybody out there tomorrow night. It's tip off at 7:30 at the CQ Arena in Towson.
All right. Nick Gill, athletic director for Mercy High School. Thanks for joining us on WBL. We appreciate it.